Hi Carla, how are you?
Hi Nico, I'm really good. How are you
Hey,
doing?
thank
I'm
you.
happy to be here.
Yeah,
Thank you.
it's a pleasure. Thank you so much. We were expecting this video since a long time. I was like, I want to have this conversation with you. And
Yes.
so for a bit of more explanation, Carla is my flatmate. She studies in medicine. We had an awesome semester together, got to know each other. And I think we always had some great conversations. So
Definitely.
I'm really looking forward to get to know what you want to talk about today. If you want to present a bit more about yourself to understand the theme, like,
yeah, as you say, well, I've been here for a year now. It's an Erasmus year. And I have to say it was really one of the best years of my life. So I'm at a point in my life where I'm just really happy. I just feel really calm and really fulfilled. And so, yeah, we were talking a little about happiness and how to be happy and what it takes to be happy and how you're responsible for your own happiness in the end.
And Lausanne was a good place to learn more about
Definitely.
It.
I mean, you were there.
Yeah.
But I mean, I met so many cool people.
Yeah.
I love the nature with the lake and with the mountains. It's just awesome going for a hike. You feel like on vacation every single weekend.
Yeah.
It's honestly, for me, it's like a dream.
And at the same time, you're studying medicine.
I'm studying medicine, yeah. So that's like, again, not maybe the dream, but maybe my dream, but not everybody's dream. But it can be kind of like sometimes a little, yeah, stressful, or I doubt as well sometimes if that's the right thing. But still, I come back all the time and I say, yeah, it's something I really enjoy in the end doing.
Cool. So you were mentioning that you learned some things here. You were going into nature. We had we created a very good group of friends with our flatmates and people. Like, is there a particular lesson right now that you're thinking about that like made you? In French, the word is like a déclic. You know, it's like when the machine
Eureka.
Does a sorry.
Eureka.
Eureka. Exactly. Was there a moment like this where you're like, oh, but I've been doing something in a certain way and I could do it that way.
Yeah. Maybe not like one moment, but it's for me, it's getting out of my comfort zone, like already coming here. I was in a really comfortable place back home as well. I felt really good. I felt really at ease with my friends. It was really nice, everything. And I, like right before, I was like, I don't even want to come.
Yeah.
And I've traveled before and I've spent time in different countries for longer periods of time. And each and every time it was the same. I would not want to go. But then you do it and then it's just the best thing that can ever happen to you.
Yeah.
And here in the beginning as well, I just told myself, okay, I'm out of my comfort zone already. I can just go all the way. So I tried to really get out of myself, talk to people. And I think that for me was the best thing. I tried and obviously some people just, yeah. I'm now not in contact with them. But it was just the beginning of so many beautiful friendships and doing things together, going out, going into the nature, going hiking. For me, the nature is a really like a spiritual place in a way. I'm not religious or something, but it's just so spiritual. I feel so free. And I think this is something that has really shaped me here, spending these special moments with friends.
Yeah. And they shaped you here, or did you already had this like part of you that knew that you enjoyed nature? Like, how has the process been going? Did you already go on hikes before coming to Switzerland? Like, how was it?
Definitely, I always enjoyed nature, but I'm living in a big city in Germany and it's not really that that easy to go into real nature, because there's some cattle around and fields and corn and whatever, but there's not the real rough nature. And it just feels, for me, I feel so small and so like fragile in a way. And then I see this big world and these huge mountains. It's just overwhelming for me. Like, it's so cool. It's really different. I don't know how it will be when I go back to Germany, but I definitely want to live in a place like that at one point.
I read in a book once, like, a place where you live, you just need a beautiful landscape that you can come to when you want and when you need it, and just the beauty like holds your breath and you're just like, okay, I'm in a good place.
So true. And I mean, there's also then about, for example, you could just take these pictures yourself and put them on the wall, and at home, like if you're living in a city, then you maybe not have access directly, but you can still like put yourself in there, or you have it like something I tried for the first time here was I was trying to like be actively in the moment. So I was like stopping still, looking around me, what are 5 things I can see, what are 4 things I can hear, what are 3 things I can smell. Okay, never mind, but like in that way,
like okay like you're using all your senses.
Yeah, you exactly want to use all your exactly and then okay. you have really like, it's like a picture you have in your mind, and you can like whenever you want you can come back. And really, for me, it's like that. I can really put myself in that moment.
Yeah.
And that's just so cool.
Is that like a quick way to join happiness, or to have a certain feeling?
Definitely. Mm. Yeah. No, it's because it brings back all the emotions.
Yeah.
And I do that obviously in moments where I'm really like in a good place, in a happy place. Maybe you can do it also when you're in a really sad place and you want to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
And then you can come back and then you can work on it and say, okay, that's part of me. I can accept this part of me as well, and I'm okay with that, and then I can move on from that. Mm-hmm. So, but with these little moments or pictures then on the wall or something, I think you can find so much. But for that, I think it's so important to be like present, live in the moment, and really like with all your senses, as you say, like acknowledge what is around you. And I think that's something I really learned here.
And maybe it has to come naturally also. You're just like you're just like, okay, I'm taking a mental picture and I'm putting it so I can revisit it afterwards. Like, you're in the present, and maybe you will put it later, but like you're really like this. Do you have some, because you talk about these pictures on the wall, do you have some? Is there one in particular, a place, for example, that like brings you a lot of emotions?
At the moment, I don't have like a picture of nature or something. Okay. I have many pictures of friends here, of all the memories that I made here.
Yeah.
But that is definitely a goal. Like, I used to have always really white walls, to be honest. Yeah. I never made the effort to kind of decorate or something, because I move a lot, so I'm like, why even bother? But here I really, I said the first semester I also had blank walls, and then I started, maybe I put something up. And it was kind of like an addiction, like every single week or so I put another picture.
No more black wall.
Exactly.
White wall, yeah.
White wall, because it's just, it brings you, for me, it's so emotional and brings me so much joy to look at these pictures with people or also without people, and then like just relive this moment in a way and see, okay, these people are so important for me. And it's just beautiful to always have them with you, because I mean, I've traveled around, you've traveled around, we know people from different places that we cannot see all the time. But if we are reminded frequently about them and about memories with them
that you share together,
exactly, brings them closer to you, even though you might be really far away from each other.
Like, you just notched a point that I never thought about, but I deleted Instagram 2 weeks ago, 1 week ago,
really?
Or something.
Okay.
Yeah, and I completely deleted the account. I was like, somewhere like, yeah, but it allows you to stay in touch with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And with what you're saying, like, I think the pictures I have with them, if I put them on the wall, they have a lot more meaning than if I see a new picture on them on Instagram. Like, I would be like, oh, I see them smiling, I see them with new friends they met, I'm happy for them. But at the same time, you know, you're like, but we're not seeing each other, etc. When you're like, oh, I see a memory of them, I want to see them again have new memories with them.
Exactly. Ah, you're sharing it.
Yeah, you're sharing.
And then there's really constantly also these moments that I look at them. Okay, I want to see them now. So I call them, or I like ask them, hey, can I come around or something like this. So it makes me active in a way. Sometimes for me, they're like, oh, I'm good at home. Like, it's comfortable. But then I see, okay, I could also just meet them now and bring new memories, and so it kind of makes me active, more active. Yeah. So that's cool as well. Yeah.
I know you also have a lot of scientific knowledge on why we take that action, on why we are allowed to be more conscious or to bring more happiness. Is it something you quickly want to resume, like that you want to just like, okay, like I know that thanks to this like biological mechanism, I'm like...
Are you talking about dopamine?
Yeah, for example. We had a lot of discussions on dopamine.
We're big fans of the Human Mind podcast. Yes. is that... Yeah, of course. Why not? So do you want to go into detail?
Or yeah, just go about, for it.
Yeah, the dopamine is a neurotransmitter, or it's actually a neuromodulator in your brain that is transmitted... And that makes you be active, that motivates you. Most people think it's like about feeling good, but it's also about feeling good, but it's also about missing things or like wanting to go towards things. And there's so many different ways to release dopamine.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit something that I, because of you, thanks to you, you recommended the podcast to me. I've done always sports, and I've always done like... try to sleep well and eat healthy, because I just think that, for example, food,
yeah,
or act like a healthy life in general, it really affects your mind. Like if you have a healthy body, then your mind will be healthy in a way. So I mean, you see that, like I've saw that with many patients at the hospital, they are not feeling good because I mean their leg is broken or they have some other sickness. And they have to stay in the hospital for so long, and it just wrecks their, or like it just gets to their mind. They will at some point, especially chronic pain, then if it's really for a long time, they will just not feel well anymore, because it's just this deep connection between mind and body. And if you treat your body well, if you do sports, for example, if you sleep well, if you eat well, then you will be more happy as well, I think.
Mm.
So, the dopamine release, exactly. For example, sports, perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
I love doing sports. Sports is a really good thing as well, because you get the dopamine release afterwards. So you feel really good afterwards. So you want to redo it again. So it's really like something that motivates you to go from like finishing it to do it again another time. Because for everybody, it's like a, for me at least, I lack motivation sometimes. I'm like, oh, do I really have to go doing sports now? Like, I'm really feeling tired, or I had a long day at the hospital or whatever. But then I motivate myself, and then I get this huge, like, good feeling afterwards, which is also not just crashing at one point. Like, for example, if you take drugs or something, but it's like slowly decreasing afterwards. But it's like taking you into this good state of mood for such a long time. So... This is the motivation for for doing it again then.
Yeah, and the whole thing you just described here was balance, because there's a balance between all the activities. So you see sleep, eating, sports, like there's an interconnection between both. And then you're saying for the dopamine spikes, like if the spike is too, like when you take a drug or cigarettes, or there's a big high and immediately a low, and the low makes you feel bad because you're below the baseline.
Exactly.
And so sports is different.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
right. It goes over the baseline and stays over the baseline for a long time. Yeah. For example, as well, swimming in cold water, like that was also a really cool thing here. I mean, we have the lake right next to us, basically.
Yeah, we're
it's
lucky
2 minutes.
For that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So throughout the whole year, we went like at least once a week to go into the lake, and it was freezing cold. Like honestly, it was really such a huge struggle to go in, but once you're in, and we had a friend who always made us be like, okay, 7 minutes, we stay in here. Like, oh shit, 7 minutes.
You have to do
it. Yeah, we have to do it. And then we have this group of friends, and everybody's doing it. At least two people were always there, so you know, okay, you're not alone, so you have the motivation. They're like, I have to do it, otherwise I'm not a loser, but like still. Yeah. It kind of motivates you, and then you go in, and then you feel awesome afterward. Like your whole body is burning, and then for the next, also scientifically proven, like your dopamine level just rises a lot, and they stay up there for such a long time. So
I just discovered the mystery. I would see you guys like go like freezing cold, maybe even rain sometimes.
Yeah,
You would go with rain. Yeah. I was like, why? Okay, so it's for the long dopamine.
So that, exactly.
I linked everything. Now it's okay.
So you should do it as well.
Yeah, you're leaving in a couple of days. Yeah,
that's
so
true.
In something you mentioned earlier, it was also about like being conscious and being in the present. And I think coming to this discussion, I understood like you arrived here like open and mm-hmm. and curious and I think so. Okay, Carla has an amazing superpower. It's like she like is listening basically. She understands your point, and so I think it's a combination of your openness, your curiosity, and the fact that you're in the present, and when you're having a discussion with someone, like, okay, I understand the words and the meaning that comes out of the mm-hmm. mouth, the emotions and everything. Mm-hmm. And so maybe this is a part of your superpower.
Thank you. That's really nice of you to say. Yeah, but I think it's just really important because, I mean, I know about myself. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's important to learn always, to like make process, because that's where I get my happiness from as well.
Okay.
So I find people just the best thing to learn, because everybody has their own personality, their own history, their own story, their own characteristics. Like, it's for me, it's just so interesting to meet these different people and see what makes them, why they, or like what was the reason why they are now how they are now.
Yeah.
So listening and asking questions, and I mean, you are professional more or less at that. I think you are really good at that as well. So, but just interacting with people and see what they have to share, because everybody has a universe behind them, and
yeah,
it's so rare that we really like get to meet a whole person like this. And so for me, it's a really cool thing also, like, to transfer it to myself.
Yeah.
Because I learned so much from you, from other friends, because you have the knowledge, they have the knowledge, I have some knowledge as well, and we can just share, mm-hmm. and in the end, we are like so much richer.
You know? Yeah, and I think that's when you first met, you were asking like a lot of questions. And so I think that you not saying a lot about like yourself or your
mm-hmm.
knowledge,
mm-hmm.
like it made me a lot curious. It was a moment earlier this year, like I think I changed a lot in these like 6 months or so for listening to people, because like I was like, but she's asking like these incredibly smart questions, like she's going into, and I'm like, okay, but what does she think? And
mm-hmm.
and there was
mm-hmm.
like this turn or this like, yeah, if I shut up sometimes a bit more and I listen, I might also learn some interesting stuff.
Yeah, I think it's just also a habit maybe of mine that I've never really talked so much about myself, because I'm just so interested in what other people have to
yeah.
say. So maybe I suck really at sharing about
no,
myself.
No.
But I just, yeah, I don't know. I just like, yeah, learning about other people. It's so cool.
And it's like you know, like in books, we can read biographies that
mm-hmm.
are from famous people
mm-hmm.
that lived
mm-hmm.
at certain point. What is actually interesting in really listening to the people around us
mm-hmm.
is that we get a better sense of, for example, during the pandemic, it would bring us a lot of knowledge on how to deal with the situation, how
mm-hmm.
others are feeling, to balance a bit, to understand the perspectives better. So I guess that's the power of listening, which can be Huberman on the internet, or your close friends, or your neighbor that you, I don't know, a neighbor that you don't like and that
mm-hmm.
is always grumpy, but you
mm-hmm.
still get a bit the perception of what's around you, you know, like your perimeter.
That's,
so that's really interesting. Like,
no,
yeah,
that's
listening.
True. But then, I mean, I've listened to a lot, and I've listened to a lot of podcasts as well. And there was one thing that hit me a little bit, or like not hit me, but like marked me.
Yeah.
Because you can listen so much, but in the end, it still comes to you what you say to yourself.
Mm.
Like, people, yeah, they share their stories, but now more about what they say about you.
Ah.
So there's like, people always have an opinion about you as well, and they can appreciate it a lot, appreciate you a lot. But as long as you don't appreciate yourself,
yeah,
you will never, you cannot never, you can listen to it, but you will never believe it. So I think listening is always good,
yeah,
but you have to have in the end also, especially for happiness, as we want to talk about that today, like you have to kind of not make the other people
more important.
And also responsible for your happiness. Like that's you have to think about yourself and know where you're going and find out what you want and find out your purpose maybe and your passion. That is also something I discovered during this year, because I've always been like more or less, I have the feeling I've never taken really big decisions. Like I was going to school afterwards. A friend of mine wanted to do like a voluntary year in South America. So I said, oh, that sounds good. I'm doing that as well.
Yeah.
So I went to Colombia for a year, which was really cool. Then afterwards, I studied medicine, which was, I don't know, it both my parents studied medicine. So for me, I knew that topic. I was interested in it, but I've never had the feeling that I would like actively look at other options. I was just following a path. There was not, my parents never pressured me or anything. They never told me, why don't you study medicine or something? It was never like that. It was more for myself. Like I just followed this like outlaid path for me in a way, and never like stopped and said, okay, what do I really want to do? Like, what is my passion? What is my purpose in life? I'm not saying that I'm there yet, but like
you're in your path, like what you're explaining is like, okay, there's looking at the external, then you described the conversations and the eyes you're looking yourself into, so your conversations with yourselves as well, and then this allows you to know yourself better and to take the actions needed where you want to go.
And for that you have to really, that was last year at one point, I just stopped. I was on a walk barefoot in the rain. I was like, it was not a really good time, but like it was not a bad time either, but I was just really emotional. I was like, what have I done with my life? Like, where have I ever taken a conscious decision? Like, where have I ever been really active in deciding over my life? And so, and present as well. And then I was like, okay, no, I want to like be really present and see. That's also with these pictures that I like try to take with the senses around me, because I was feeling like the life is just running by. It's passing by, and I'm not the driver, but I'm the passenger in a way.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, and there it was like, okay, no, I don't want that. Like, I have one life, I want to live it at the fullest, and I want to like decide what I want to do. So
you want to be your own narrator.
Exactly. And for that, I think, because if you start to be your own narrator, then I think happiness comes as well, because then you get the confidence about yourself, because then you start to know, okay, that's what I want to do, that's what I what I'm good at, that's what I'm bad at. Like, you get more conscious about yourself. And there will always be things you cannot do a lot, but you can, I think, accept, or I can accept it more if I know that I've also got really like good powers and like strengths and things I know about myself that I want to do.
And courage as well. Like, you need the courage to do what you want. Like,
that's true.
Yeah.
And that can, sometimes with society it can be difficult if it's something that's in society is not really accepted. But I think, it helps. It helps to be happy if you just go for it. And I think there as well, if you have friends, it's just, or family, it's just so important to go these steps and to like go against maybe society's norms. But then still, they are friends and family, they are really important, but in the end it still comes to you.
Yes.
Like, you have to be present. You have to like believe yourself, okay, I'm good. Like, I'm okay. I'm maybe not perfect, but I'm good enough.
And for that, there's this sentence I have in my mind when you're talking about that, is that something that is maybe not accepted so by others or by yourself, when they're transformed by pride, like when you link pride to it, then it can become part of your personality, and it can help you also a little bit. So I was just thinking about that, like, if you're like, okay, like I have been in a city my whole life. Now I'm doing enormous hikes in nature. I'm going towards the rain and to get some dopamine about being in cold water. Like, you take pride in that, and then you you know, like, oh, like I have the courage to do some pretty bold things, and in other areas of my life I can really like start doing it as well. And so my question for that is like, what's the future like? Like you know, it's you're not there yet, but have you come to some conclusions on your doctor's path, on your on your friendship paths? Like what's it about?
Well, it's I don't have like a real like path where I know I want to go that way, because I'm not there yet, but I know that I'm really curious about people, about the human body. I definitely want to do some research. I'm going to do some research next year as well. Just to find out in neurology, just because I find the human mind really fascinating. I find it really cool how neurology works. Like, I mean, we've talked about this as well, like the high five habit. It's just a...
I wanted to explain you now. Like I fell in love with it.
Have you tried it?
Yeah, I have it in my... In my bathroom on the mirror. So every friend that would come to visit me, they would look at it, make no comment. But so okay, just explain what it is to maybe the people that didn't come to visit me.
You should come to visit him and try it. But it's by Mel Robbins, right? She was the woman who made it up, more or less. And it's just, you go in the morning after, I do it after showering and cleaning my teeth. I go in front of the mirror and I give myself a high five. Yeah. Like, and that's from, like, I listened to a podcast of hers, so I got to know that. And it's just, you just raise your hand, and the first time it's like really weird. You just have to laugh.
Absolutely.
So that's already something good. But then afterwards it gets a habit, and you're just like showing you deserve it. Like you're celebrating yourself. You are like showing support to yourself, because when do you give a high five to a friend? Because you support him, because you say, okay, you've done something good. Because I mean, in sports, you know that with sports, it's so important especially if it's a team sport, like to encourage the person, to tell him, okay, you've done good. And how often do we do it to ourselves? How often do we tell ourselves, okay, you've done good? And maybe you've just done half of the stuff you wanted to do. Maybe your to-do list is not complete. Maybe you have messed up with something or whatever. But you will always have something that you've done good, and what you deserve a high five for. Just maybe also living. I mean, I think already it's a misconception to always celebrate achievements. Like you go out for dinner, for a fancy dinner, for example, if you have done a good exam, or if you have achieved, like if you have done some won some game at sports, you will celebrate. But you don't just celebrate, okay, I'm living, I'm doing good. I think what is like to love. I should love myself for living and not for what I achieve. And I think I want other people as well to love me for who I am and not what I achieve, because I might be really unsuccessful at some point. I might be ruined and whatever. But yeah, back to the high five thing. Yeah, you show yourself support, and that's really important, I think.
And there's the physical touch, because like you're watching yourself. Usually maybe you're a bit like ronchon, you're a bit sad, you know, and you're like, okay, like you're acknowledging the human in the on the other side. Yeah,
exactly.
And you see the hand that does the same thing.
Exactly.
It's completely ridiculous, but it works.
It really works.
And it makes me think also when you were talking about dopamine, you know, and describing like when you're going to run, like you have the hits of hormones that make you feel good. Huberman was explaining in the podcast on dopamine that if you want to continue this behavior while you're in pain, you have to convince yourself that it's for your good. And when you're describing that, you just celebrate the fact that you're living and that you're doing some things right. Well, I think this is a moment where you're like, like I'm maybe not doing something particularly, maybe something is hard, but I'm here and I'm celebrating that fact. So I think it's awesome.
I'm breathing, I'm here, I'm living. I mean, life is not easy.
Yeah.
There's so many things that come to you. I mean, now I work at like with little kids, like really newborn.
Okay.
And they struggle so much just for breathing already. Like, I mean, life is really not not easy, and we deal with so many things. So just telling yourself, you're doing a good job here. I think that is just undervalued sometimes. So I think that is... It's become a habit for me as well. I like it. I really do. No, That's cool.
So that's a powerful tool. Yeah, that mm-hmm. I would advise to anyone. So I have a thing on the mirror that says like, you deserve the best. Like, give yourself the best. Yeah. No pressure on you. Yeah. But you can just do it on any mirror or anything. But yeah, I agree.
Cold showers as well.
And the cold showers. Agree. The cold showers is cold in the morning.
In the morning, and then I do some like little exercise, just a little bit, like 10 minutes, 5 minutes even.
Yeah.
And then I take a cold shower, and then I do the high five. It's perfect morning. I mean, there's people who meditate or something, fine, but I think it's just, for me, it's kind of important to have kind of a routine, because I think if I have that routine, it always already sets me up in a good, like, chill mood, and then I have so much more time for other things, because it's not limiting, it's more like freeing me, because I'm in the good mm-hmm. basis, I'm well off, I mean I have the luck to also be able to bike up to Schuf every day, so I do some exercise there as well, and I'm coming there and I'm feeling awesome, like whatever is coming throughout the day, I still can like remind, okay, there's again this being present in the morning, showing, okay, that's a good moment. I can always put myself back, oh, it was so cool, like just cycling up there or giving myself a high five, and then I can like be good again.
It's like a daily highlight, like, oh, mm-hmm. I did what would make me happy today, mm-hmm. like all the rest is bonus, like is a bonus, mm-hmm. like just enjoy it. Exactly. And go forward.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. And that's like, I'm responsible for my happiness.
Yes.
I do the things for me. Nobody will do that for me. Nobody will make me do sports every day. Nobody will make me eat healthy. Nobody will make me give myself a high five or something. And maybe they will not give me a high five either.
Yeah.
But so I'm responsible for my own happiness. So I should focus on myself, give myself the time, figure out what do I want in life. But then still acknowledge, okay, I need friends. I'm not a only person. Like I'm a person that needs friends, that needs family and everything like this. But that's like a plus.
Yeah.
Like I need to first have this basis. I need to have my happiness.
And so we could even update the sense since I'm responsible for my happiness. Because for example, I had during the pandemic some very hard moments where I would not take action. And mm-hmm. and I would put so much pressure on myself because like, oh, Nico, like you've always been like happy, driven. There's mm-hmm. always been, and now you're not, and you're responsible for your happiness, and you're not happy. So you're the responsible
mm-hmm.
guy. So what do you think about changing it to like your actions are responsible for your happiness? And that way you're mm-hmm. like, okay, you have your identity, you have your things. And then you're just like, okay, like, take your own hands, slap your own hand, like just do so it. True. And this might be the biggest impact, like have some sleep, eat well, have some sports. This might be the biggest impact. Do something you really want, that you're capable of.
No, I think actions is really the thing, because you can tell yourself a lot as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell you a lot as well, but what do I do actually? Yeah. I think that shows how important it is in the end for you, because actions take so much more courage sometimes, but actions take action. That's a little weird, but like you have to really engage. Like you have to get up and do it. So that shows, okay, I'm doing it for myself, for example, as well. I'm showing myself love there.
Yeah. And it's in the basic of the human biology also, the action part, because all the thinking or viewing a video, mm-hmm. this video, or I'm getting around the, no, all the action is about is the only thing that lasts once we die, you know, like our bones, the thing, like maybe all the neurosecretary won't be there, but if I got injured or if there's a, like, this is, or the things we've done to the world also, these aren't the only proofs that's like,
we've lived. The bones stay though for a long time, but not forever. Yeah, that's true. But yeah, that's true. And I mean, that's something as well. But for me, to be honest, that's not the biggest point.
Okay.
Like, I mean, it would be cool if people in 100 years will still remember me and my actions. But for me, it's really about living in the in the present right now. Like that's for me the most important, being happy with the present and taking action to be happy in the present.
I agree. Look, I I'm really enjoying this conversation. I think it's so dense that I don't know if we should continue or not. I think it's like, it was awesome.
Thank you very much.
I would like to ask you for one resource that you enjoyed and that goes towards like the conversation we just had, something like a sort of call to action that you get to give to the people listening to this video.
Like a podcast, for example.
A podcast.
Well, I can definitely recommend the Human Mental Health podcast. But I've also, there's two YouTube channels I really like.
Great, two YouTube channels.
Podcasts, whatever, like the School of Life.
Yes.
That's actually, that brought me to this whole process. Like that was the first thing I started with. And then definitely On Purpose, Jay Shetty. I'm really big fan. He's talking about with different people, interviewing them, and then having also he talks about something, and he has a good book as well.
Yeah,
really recommend it a lot.
Perfect.
To read.
I love the books. So I'm gonna ask you some after the video ends for some of the best videos you enjoyed. I'm gonna put the links in the description. Yeah. And other than that, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank
of
you.
Course, it was a great discussion.
It was, like always with you, honestly.
Jingle.